Okay, we've got Texas A&M head coach Rob Childress. He's accompanied by his players Brigham Hill and Jonathan Maroney. We'll start it out with an opening statement from you, Coach, then we'll shoot questions to the players.
Well, I was very proud of our team today in an elimination game, and yesterday's disappointing loss to come out. I felt like Brigham Hill set the tone on the mound. We were able to score early against Webb, which is a hard thing to do, and Brigham made it stand up. We did make some mistakes defensively that allowed one run, and they were a hit away from tying the game. But, you know, from that point on, I felt like we played really good defense behind Brigham. And then Mitchell Kilcaney and Mark Ecker did a nice job finishing it up. So all in all, I was proud of our team.
All right, questions for the players now.
Brigham, what is it like having to get ready for a start at 9:30, and how did you manage that successfully today?
I just try to treat it like any other start. Same time, I started about 30 minutes early, stretching and all of that, and I just try to keep the same thing.
So you're not one of the guys that has an elaborate pre-start ritual that you have to eat the same thing or anything like that?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Just go out there and keep it short and quick and simple.
Jonathan, just your thoughts on the bottom of the order, packing some punch here in the SEC tournament, and how much of a lift that's been to your offense here in these opening couple of games?
I mean, 1 through 9 in our lineup, I mean, we're all just going out there and we're battling. We have a great approach, and it's just been it's a funny game. It's weird because the bottom of the lineup has been picking up the top of the lineup, and where in most cases you'd think it'd be opposite. But, I mean, it's going to take 1 through 9 day in and day out to come in and do the best we can and try to score some runs so that way we can get our pitchers some room to breathe a little bit.
Brigham, what did you really have working today? Talking with Michael, he said you were really filling up the strike zone, but what was working best for you today?
I was able to throw all three pitches pretty good today, but predominantly it was just fastball changeup. On a few counts I threw sliders, but just able to locate those pitches helped me a lot.
Any more questions for the student athletes? Thank you, guys. You guys can step down. Thank you.
Rob, is there a balance this week with trying to gain some momentum versus getting ready for next week? I mean, it doesn't appear you guys have a ton to play for, at least as far as the game.
Yeah, for me, I've always been under the pretense, even as an assistant coach and now as a head coach, that if we're in a tournament and there's a ring and a trophy on the line, I want to win it and I want to play to win it. And but at the same time, we need to see some other guys in some spots, especially on the mound moving into next week. So to me, at the end of the day, when the bell rings and the game begins, we're going to play to win it and, you know, not try to overstress anybody on the mound and give some other guys some opportunities. You saw Mitchell Kilcaney today. You saw Jace Fiennes yesterday. You'll see a couple of guys different tomorrow as far as a bridge off of Kyle Simons. But I want to play good, too. And I think each and every team that's competing, you know, that is in a regional, knows they're in a regional, feels good about being in a regional, they want to play well. And, you know, that last game this week, you want to feel good about it with a week off going into the postseason next week as far as the NCAA regionals.
Any more questions to the rear coach?
Coach, just your thoughts on the bottom of the order, really kind of picking up the slack here offensively over these first couple games.
Well, that's one of the things about our lineup. No one has to be a hero. We've got 9 guys in the lineup that all have experience, that all have ability, and all have talent, that not one guy doesn't feel like they have to carry the team in order for us to score runs and be successful. And, you know, that's tribute to Coach Seeley and Coach Bolt and having our guys prepared and having them ready. And, you know, Jonathan Maroney's gotten an opportunity here the last couple of weeks, has played very well. Austin Holman's another one about halfway through the year. They got the opportunity down at Florida to go in there and play. He's not allowed us to take him out of the lineup. So, you know, always tell our guys, you're the ones that write your name in the lineup. Once you get in, don't let us take you out. And, you know, for the most part, guys have done a great job of that this year. So 1 through 9, we feel like we're going to get a solid at bat and have a chance to set up an inning regardless of where our inning starts as far as in the lineup.